Gene Rasmussen, head girls basketball coach down at IK Manning, joining us here as we take a look back at an outstanding 2019-2020 season. The Wolves finish up the year at 17-6. And Coach, appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for everything that you do for our area and all the schools.
Coach, mentioned an outstanding year at 17-6. You had quite a bit coming back this year, but I don't know if anybody, what the thoughts were coming in as far as record-wise. Did you feel like you guys met, exceeded, or were just a little short of what you thought coming in?
You know, it's always hard to say where you'll be at coming in. You know, you do some things over the summer, and you kind of got a general idea of where they're at, but once you get into actual games and playing, you know, I thought we did really well this season. I was very pleased with the girls. You know, you're always vying for that top spot in the conference. I think we ended up third, and we were right there at the end of the race at top until the last regular season game with Audubon, which kind of hurt us, which knocked us into third because I think we were in second at that point. You know, but always have high expectations for our teams, and you know, I think with the girls, their improvement throughout the year, I think that was huge for us, and that led to a successful season for them.
What kind of stood out for you about your team and maybe their growth this season?
Yeah, I think this team by far has you know, really improved the most out of any of the teams that I think I've had. You know, I've had teams improve throughout the season, but I think this team really improved and really played up to the expectations that we have for the team. Just really proud of them, and you know, that's a tribute to them and their hard work you know, really getting after it in practice and the intensity level that they need to play at a high level.
And for you guys, to me, it always starts with the defense. If you can get out there, create the pressure, get tempo where you want it, get some turnovers, get some easy baskets. I think this team was able to do that. Did you like the way the pressure and everything worked for you?
Yeah, I was. You know, I thought early in the year our defense wasn't quite where we wanted it to be, and the girls really picked up on that and really improved throughout the season in that aspect, especially defensively, causing teams to get turnovers and those easy baskets that you talk about. I thought defensively really improved throughout the year, and I thought that was huge for us.
Was there a specific game that you kind of went, okay, now we're starting to execute the defense the way we want to?
Yeah, I think it was when we played Audubon, but Logan the first time, and I thought defensively we played really, really well against them. I think we held Morrison to maybe 10 points, and I thought we just did a really good job against them defensively. And then I thought once that happened, I thought they really bought in and really improved from there on out.
Which games did you feel like were the best games offensively and defensively for you?
I thought that first Logan game, especially, you know, we played HSTW the first time that we played them. It ended up a 10-point game, and you know, that's another one of those games where I felt the first one. You know, I thought this team could play with anybody, and you know, had some really good things that they could do. And then the second time that we played them, it was a 2-point game. So, you know, I think that was another game that really stood out for us as well as what we could accomplish.
Had some long winning streaks throughout the season. You got to like those. What do you think led to those, Coach?
I thought, we kind of touched on it defensively. Offensively, our execution of offense was much better, I felt, toward the end of the year. We had some people in different spots. You know, Lexi came in and was more of a go-to player this year than she had been in the past, and she really stepped up and did a nice job. And Alexa came back from last year. You know, teams were going to try and take her, so we had to find other people that would really step up and knock down shots offensively to help open things up inside for Lexi and Bianca. And Bianca was a new to a starter this year, and she really stepped up, I felt, as well.
You mentioned Lexi and Bianca, part of, I thought, kind of a three-headed monster for you inside with Bree Mulbauer being a part of that. I thought those three worked well together. That high-low you guys run where you'd be able to get the ball at the free throw line and dump down inside, I thought was pretty effective for you this year.
Yeah, and that was huge to our success. You know, like I said, they're going to try and take Alexa away in her outside shooting. And so we had to find a different way to score some points, and Lexi and Bianca did a great job in there for us in our high-low set. And, you know, one person that really came on strong toward the end of this season was Nicole Hansen. She really had two great outstanding games the last two games of the season. I think she hit five in the ESAC game, and I think she hit five threes against Panorama as well. You know, she really stepped up and played with a lot of confidence as well, and that helped out a tremendous amount also. So they couldn't just focus on one or two players. They had to focus on more than just those two.
And she's a kid that I think is going to be a senior next year, Coach, that can help you on both ends of the floor, because I think quietly she's maybe a better defender than people realize.
Yeah, I thought that same thing. You know, I thought her defense really stepped up this year, and you know, she was able to really guard some people and shut them down, and which was great to see. And that's going to just help us really a lot in the next year.
You mentioned Bianca Cadwell as well. A sophomore got implemented into the starting lineup this year. Talented kid. You could just see the confidence grow, I thought, as the season went on.
Yeah, I would agree. She played with a lot more confidence as the season came on. She really went to the. She was really a good rebounder for us. She took the ball strong to the basket, and she's another girl that I felt really became a really good defender as the season went on as well. You know, I felt comfortable having her guard some different people that we put her on, and she just did a really nice job.
Bree Mulbauer came off the bench, made a few starts for you this year, but seemed to fit whatever role you needed her to. Solid inside, but also can step out and knock down the three.
Yeah, that's one of the things that her versatility as a player. I think coming in as a freshman, she played more of a guard, so she had that outside shooting ability, and she really grew and got a lot taller. So we thought the post would be the best place for her. And now that she can that versatility that she's going to have go in and outside, I thought was really huge for us this year, because she knocked down some big threes in a couple of games that we played she did a really good job for us this year as well.
Macy Doyle came off of the bench, hard-nosed defensive kid. I remember in that game against Panorama, Emily Kirkhoff gets into a little foul trouble. You put Macy out there, and she just came out there like a bulldog and went right at it defensively.
Yeah, and she's like that in practice. Macy does a great job of you know, she's quick. She listens what you're trying to tell her, what we want her to do, and we tried to get her in to guard. You know, when Emily was in foul trouble, or we tried to get her in to put her on the best offensive player, because defensively she's just a lockdown defender, and that was huge for us as well this year.
Coach, let's talk about some of the other kids. Lauren Danner kind of banged up a lot of the year with knees, was kind of in and out sometimes for you. Taylor Fernanding, Katie Wooster, and Morgan Hansen also got to see some minutes. What were your thoughts on each of those kids?
Yeah, Lauren, yeah, she's been struggling with something with her hips, and really trying to get that figured out. So we tried to get her in as much as we could without, you know, causing her a lot of pain. You know, I think that she's one of those players that's really going to help us out next year in some type of role, whether it's on the offense or defensive end of the floor. You know, I think she's going to be very helpful next year for us. Taylor Fernandine, she's probably one of the most improved players that I've seen this year on our team, both offensively and defensively. I really like her. She can cut. She makes really good cuts, and her three-point shooting is coming along, and also her ball handling. And I think she's going to be a contributor next year as well. Katie Wooster is a sophomore. She's and so is Taylor. Katie just is a hard worker, and she gets after it in practice. And you know, if she continues to improve, she can also help us out. And then Morgan Hansen, as a freshman, has really improved a lot over the last year. You know, I look for exciting things from her in the next few years as well.
Coach, for all those kids, is just gaining confidence and stuff and their abilities against varsity-level competition kind of the biggest thing for them?
Yeah, I think confidence is huge, believing in yourself. And, you know, it's not what we believe as coaches, but it's what you as a player believe you can do. And, you know, I think our confidence grew over this year, and I think that helped us be successful. One other person that I touched a little bit on was Emily Kirchhoff, and I think, you know, she's really came a long way this last year, too. She's a senior for us, and she'll be missed, especially on the defensive end of the floor. We always had to put her on their best offensive player, and she always did a nice job. And her offense actually came around where she was able to knock down some threes, and I thought she gained a lot of confidence this year as well.
And she also became a kid, too, that I thought at the free throw line started making a difference for you late.
Yeah, I thought so, too. You know, free throws are huge, especially in close games, and she was able to knock down some few in some of those close games. So that was great to see also.
What do you think made Emily such a good defensive player?
Her knack of she's a very smart kid, and I think that helps out a lot. I think she really listens to what the coaches are trying to tell her of what that player does, where they like to go. And I think she watches a lot of film, and I think that helped too, watching what that player that she's guarding is doing, and she's going to try and take away some of those things that that they like to do. And you could just see defensively how well she did against some of those girls.
Coach, you mentioned early in the interview that defenses and opposing teams focused a little bit on Alexa Arnholtz this year. Still had a terrific year. Both ends of the floor, can hit the three, can drive defensively. She's about as quick getting into the passing lane as anybody I've seen. How do you feel like she handled all of that pressure of everybody kind of focusing on her?
Yeah, I thought she handled it well. Like you said, you know, defensively, she's got such quick hands and quick feet. And, you know, offensively, we tried to run her off a few more screens and get her open looks that way. But like you said, she's a great driver, and she's also a great passer, and that helped us offensively as well when people would try and face guard her and run some junk defenses against her. And I thought she handled it very well. She's got to be able to handle the basketball and also be a good defender and shooter. And I thought she handled all those roles very well for us this year.
And then Lexi Branning, you mentioned her earlier coming into a starting role. She kind of came into her own this year, had been a nice role player for you off of the bench last year, but this year took on that senior leadership and, in fact, worked herself into being able to go play in college.
Yeah, she, you know, as a freshman coming in, she had so much potential, and she, like you said, she did come into her own this year. She was a dominant force inside. She could drive from the elbow. She did a great job of that. She's so strong, getting rebounds and putbacks and those types of things. And even on the defensive end of the floor, I thought she did a great job for us. And she did that by really working hard. Probably one of the hardest workers that I've seen around. You know, she ranks right up there with those girls, and her hard work and her determination has really paid off for us and for her as far as getting to the next level. And it'll be exciting to see how her game improves at the next level and what she can accomplish.
And, Coach, losing just the two seniors this year with Emily Kirchhoff and Lexi Branning, that's going to be two big hits to that lineup, but a lot of youth. The future looks to be really solid for this program.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, it's always hard to lose those two seniors, but it seems like people just step right into the next role, which is great to see. And it's going to come with hard work and over in the off season, shooting, ball handling, all those types of things, and getting better, and then being ready to go for the season. But you know, I like what I see. I think. We have players that will step in and keep things rolling for us. So that's really good to see for us.
And, Coach, the passion for you, it still seems like it's burning pretty sharp.
Oh, yeah. I love the game. I love working with the kids. I was a little emotional after the last game, but it's because I love the kids and love what I'm doing and want them to be successful. And it's, yeah, so I'm still going to be doing it for a few more years anyway. We'll see.
And Gene, I guess what I was leading into with that was that that's the one thing maybe people don't always get to see is how much the kids mean to you. It's not always about the wins and losses. It's about success for the kids and kind of building futures for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, that's the biggest reason that I'm in coaching is working with the kids and watching them be successful and seeing them accomplish things that they didn't think they could accomplish. And that's the biggest reason I got into coaching.
Well, Gene, as always, it's fun to catch up with you. Appreciate you joining us here today. And tell you what, I know next year's going to be a fun year. I'm looking forward to it already.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Me too. Yep.
You bet. Head coach Gene Rasmussen again with the IKEA Manning Wolves girls basketball team.